At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I really thought about what I wanted to talk about today, and I thought I would bring up a few topics that kind of fall under the umbrella of being the prize as a woman. And I want to chat with you guys today as if we were on a FaceTime call or just texting back and forth and you're one of my girlfriends. So this particular episode is a little bit more vulnerable. It's more real. I feel like it's just going to be me kind of having a bitchy tone to myself because this is just how I speak when me and my girls are shooting the shit in private. I think a lot of the times, the best thing that we can do as women when we are disenchanted or we're going through certain experiences in dating to really hype ourselves up. I find that I go through spurts in my life where I am so disenchanted and not excited about dating, and I find it to just be not exciting. I'm apathetic about it, and I'm not really in the pursuit of it. And then there are times in my life where I'm so optimistic and I'm excited and I'm happy, and it's totally normal to have these range of emotions. I think what I like to do is to not demonize women for having emotions, especially if you're a passionate person. I don't care how much you work on yourself, how much you decenter men, how much you do things out of love for yourself. If you're a passionate person, you're just going to feel things deeply sometimes, even if you don't want to. And I've accepted about myself that I am a deep person. My friendships are built on a lot of deep connections. My family relationships are the same. My relationship with my career is passionate, it's deep, it's creative. And I don't want to erase that part of myself. How I hold myself accountable in my emotions is I give myself time to have that, visceral disappointment. And then I get back to life and I get back to me. I don't like to stay in a deep, passionate thought for too long. That isn't helpful to my growth. I say all that to say, I kind of just want to talk about some of the things that I've been thinking about in regards to being the prize as a woman and how to really hype yourself up and give yourself these affirmations when you're going through a little bit of a dreary time where you're just kind of jaded and disenchanted. I was driving today in the car and I had a legit laugh. I laughed out loud. And the reason why was because I was thinking about some previous experiences I've had recently, or not even recently, but just over the course of my 20s, and how sometimes I really forget who I am and I forget how beautiful and powerful and wonderful I am, that I will kind of remember later on when I start to look at the relationship that I had with that person from a 2020 perspective. And I laughed because I was thinking about all of the times that I was upset when someone didn't like me as much as I liked them, or they didn't give me an experience that I thought I deserved, or I just was really excited about someone who was not who I thought they were. And I would get so down in the dumps when it wouldn't work out. And I would feel not so great in my skin for maybe a week or 24 to 48 hours, depending on who it was. And now I can look back and laugh because I really am that bitch. And I think that this is how we should speak about ourselves when we are thinking about the experiences that we've had that were unfavorable. I had dated this guy who was in heavy pursuit of me when we first met. And I have shared with you guys a few of my dating experiences in very slim detail because, one, I don't really love the idea of blasting my personal life for media consumption because it's personal, it's private, and I don't want the people to think that if they date me that I'm going to out our relationship in some way. I do believe in discretion and privacy, and I hold myself to that because not only do I not want commentary really on it, but I also don't want a person that comes into my life to think that I'm taking notes and am going to like use them as content. That being said, I'll be pretty vague with this particular person because I think, number one, I don't really care what they think because they're not really important. But two, I just think that this is a lesson that a lot of people could learn from me. I was dating this guy and he was in heavy pursuit of me. And it was actually after I had just gotten out of something with someone really special. I meet a lot of special guys and I'm really excited about that. I think that it's a beautiful experience to experience people in that way. And when you start to view people as experiences and not as possessions, you're able to detach a lot easier. And I had a beautiful, wonderful experience with someone and we had gotten out of it and I was a little bit hurt. But because of my newfound self-respect and devotion to my life, I really try not to harp on anything that is written on the wall because I believe that that was God's intention. God's intention was for me to not be with that person, even though I maybe wanted it. When I look back on these experiences, I realize why I was removed at the time I was. All that being said, me and this great guy ended and I contacted one of my friends. I'm like, hey, can we go out tonight? I kind of want to forget about this particular thing. Let's just have a girls' night and just enjoy each other's company. And she was like, girl, I got you. Let's do it. So we go out and I go to like my local bars that I always go to and just have a good girls' night. And I told her at the end of the night, I kind of wanted to just do a little night walk because I love walking around this town. There's a lot of restaurants. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of commotion. Like, it's fun. So she was like, yeah, let's go for a walk. And as we were walking, I bump into this guy. And he was in heavy pursuit of me, guys. Like when I tell you this man bumped into me, dragged me to him, and he had like a charisma and a sex appeal about him. And I knew immediately, oh, he is bad news. Because any guy who is like that confident and that like good with his words, I usually can kind of clock that they do this quite often. And he got my number. Now, meanwhile, I really want to preface this by saying that I normally don't give out my number, but a lot of the times in these instances, in these particular experiences, people will like not text or ever call you. And it was super late at night. I did not think this person was going to text me. So I gave him my number, whatever and whatnot, went about my night. Went home. And before I even got home, he texted me and was like, I can't believe that I just met the most beautiful girl in the world. I need to take you out. And I was just laughing in my phone because I'm thinking this guy is so extra. And I really wasn't paying him any mind. And I kind of just like said like cute little things back because guys, he was very attractive. And I was interested in getting to know him just to say, okay, for the plot. Don't judge. I think a lot of people, when they listen to these things, are holier than thou. Like, girl, why'd you even give him the time of day? Girl, I am a woman living her life. Let me live. So I wake up the next morning, and before I even woke up, this man texted me again. When can I see you? I would love to take you out on a date. Now, I really appreciated the energy because usually in a club or bar setting, people normally don't follow up for dates. I have found that a lot of people that you meet in nightlife just are not very serious people. And I am a serious woman. So I don't go there to meet men. I go there to have a good time with my friends. I go there to listen to music. I go there to have a casual cocktail. And that's kind of the vibe I go for. But if I meet someone, that's a bonus point. Now, all that being said, I was like, yeah, actually, I'm available this week, whatever and whatnot. He ends up taking me out. whatever. I can tell that as I was arriving at the date, that he was taken back by my presentation and how I looked. Now, I kind of want to give you a clear understanding and picture of what I looked like the night him and I met. Now, we were walking, like I said, me and my girlfriend were walking, and it was a misty night. I had my natural hair out, and by natural I mean I wasn't wearing like a wig or extensions. I was just wearing my personal hair, and I curled it, and it was just really poofy. And I dressed down for this evening, which I normally don't do, but I just wanted to have a girls' night where her and I danced on the dance floor. I wanted to be comfy, so I think I wore like jeans, a cute tank. My hair was a mess by the time I saw him. I didn't care. And that was that. So when I showed up on our date, I did myself up the way I always do myself. My makeup was how I do it. My hair was how I do it. I dressed how I dress. I was wearing heels because duh. And I could tell by his reaction to me that he felt uncomfortable with how well I presented myself, which that was like the first, I didn't love that. Like I kind of took note of that. And I can just tell when a man is not excited about my beauty. And it's just something that you know when you've dated often. And this kind of gets followed up with other things. So when he would ask me questions, I found that he was not actually asking me a question to hear the answer. He would ask me a question, and then when I would respond, he would disassociate. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is this guy so uninterested in me? And I could tell that he was interested in fucking me. Like, he was interested in having sex with me, and he was not interested in getting to know me. Now, to be fair, and I'm going to be so fair with you guys, the feeling was mutual. I don't want to lie to you guys and say that I pedestalized this man and that I wanted to date him, because I really didn't. Once I got to know him after date one, I kind of realized, okay, I'm kind of not in the same area of life as this person. Now, he was together. Don't get me wrong. He had a job. He had his own place. But that's not necessarily enough for me. Like, I am thriving. I'm not just getting by. And there's nothing wrong with just getting by. But I think that as women, we should really date in an elevated state. Like, we should always elevate ourselves in dating. So if you're making X amount of money, maybe look for someone who's making just a little bit more than that or significantly more, because then the experiences feel measured properly. At least that's how I feel. So I noticed that I was very attracted to this person, and that was it. Like, that was literally it. And I just noticed how uninterested he was in me and how he was interested in everything but who I was. And what's so ironic is he was so consistent. Like, when I tell you, this man took me out 2-3 times a week, every week for weeks on end, and was very consistent about it. It was so interesting to me. Like, I've never seen someone so consistent with seeing me, even though they didn't like me. And I knew that he didn't like me based off of body language, based off of intuition, based off of his previous partners that he had shared with me. I just was not what he was looking for. He had literally said to me, "You are too opinionated. You care too deeply about things. I need someone who doesn't have much to say. I need someone who doesn't talk." Like, he literally said that. And I just thought that was so interesting. And I say all of this to say in this particular story that we as women really can sense when someone is not for us. And I think a lot of the times we ignore it because either we find them attractive or because they keep showing up. So just because they're here doesn't mean that they like you or want you. They could want something from you, but they don't necessarily want you. Now, because I felt similarly is the only reason why I played along. And I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do. I don't think that that's conducive, but I had nothing going on. I was just kind of healing from meeting a really wonderful man. And I wasn't really interested in getting involved with someone that I was going to fall madly in love with anyways. And free dinner, free drinks, nights to go out. I can't complain. And I feel like what I've learned in dating is you really have to remind yourself that you are the prize here. And whenever I go back and I rehash, or not rehash, but just revisit these experiences in my mind, I laugh because they're silly. The writing was on the wall. It was clear as day. It was something that was shown in body language. It was shown in action. And it's up to us whether we want to be okay with that or not. And I think something I'm learning, because I'm still learning, is that someone showing up, someone doing things for me, someone being attractive is not enough for me. I need someone that comforts my nervous system, that makes me feel like I'm important, that makes me feel desired in a way that isn't transactional or that isn't objectified. And I guess I never really had that on my list of desires before because a lot of my experiences have been different. They're not always the same. So I didn't necessarily think I had to look out for this thing. Now that I know, I don't want to be around someone who makes me feel like I have to shrink myself, who makes me feel like I have to pander to what they're looking for in a partner. And I want to remind you that a lot of the times that these patterns show up in our life due to past traumas, past relationships, and even just things that we went through in our childhood. And I have discussed this in many podcast episodes about how my career has always given me discomfort because although it's my favorite thing about myself, I've always felt like I've had to hide it because other people would be so threatened about it, especially men. We have to stop thinking that just because they are men that they cannot be envious or jealous of our lives. Whenever I am down bad about a man, I'm thinking, why? Haley, you literally have the life that he wants. I have not met a man that I've dated that has a life that I want more than the one I have. I just haven't. And whenever they give me shitty experiences, the question I should ask myself is, well, why the fuck would I care? Because they don't even have anything that would be sustainable for my happiness anyways. And when the rose-colored glasses come off and when I get bored and sick of this shit, it will be so clear. So it's important to get out when you notice these things. And sometimes it takes time and sometimes it's immediate. It really depends on the person. But I really want you guys to ask yourselves, do I even like him? Stop asking, does he like me? I find that to be so dumb because it doesn't matter if he likes you. First and foremost, of course he likes you. You are an ethereal goddess. You have so much to offer. You are beautiful. You are intelligent. You give so much just by being there. And if he doesn't act like he likes it, well, he's purposefully ignoring your beauty. I used to feel so bad about myself when I wasn't being met with the respect I thought I was deserving of. But I realize now that, one, I believe that many of these men did see my potential, did see how great I was, and chose to be shitty because they knew they could never measure up to the woman I was and to the woman that I could be for them. And they could never be a man that was a match to a woman like that. So that was the first thing. Or the second thing is they just weren't good. So they couldn't see the potential. Either way, it's really not for us to care about. We need to go towards people who make us feel like we are who we are. They should give you that respect and that devotion that you give to yourself. I believe in alignment. So if I'm pouring into myself and I am successful, smart, beautiful, whatever, they should be matching not only with the complimentary things that go with that, but they should also be matching it with appreciation. I really don't want you guys to be disenchanted with what is out there because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And I had someone comment on a video recently, and I talked about this on my Instagram story. And a person had commented, why can't these YouTubers like just get married and have kids already? Or like, it was something along the lines of like, I'm waiting for these types of gurus to start having children. And I think in the past, that comment would have triggered me because I had so much desire for building my own family and having a husband. And although I still have that desire, it's not on the forefront of my brain like it used to be. I think that what's so beautiful about 2024, almost 2025, is that we as women, especially in our late 20s, early 30s, even late 30s, I don't care who you are listening, we have so much optionality now. I think that back in the day, like when our parents were growing up, there was very limited options for what you could do with your life in your 20s. Now, of course, I think that certain people took certain routes. Like, of course, we've always had creators and artists and musicians, but the overall population was getting married, settling down, whatever. I think that it's a beautiful thing, and it's not a sad thing that we are choosing to pour into ourselves before we start that life. And I have friends who are getting married now who have children. I have plenty of friends that are living a different life than me. But everybody's life was designed for themselves. And I don't want you to fall victim to the trap of settling down just for the purpose of appeasing what you think people want from you. It's a very dangerous game to play when you are trying to be that person who validates an external opinion of someone who you don't want to be. I don't want to be the person who wrote that comment on my video. I don't think for one second that the woman who has the life that I want, which I can't even think of because I believe the life I want is my own particular life and I'm my own muse, but of course I've pulled inspiration from people along the way. The first person I can think of is like a Jasmine Tuks, right? Jasmine Tuks has a beautiful life, right? She has the husband, the family, the money, whatever. Unless she's the one commenting that on my page, I don't care. Because I think it's dangerous to put on women what you think they should be doing. I really like my life a lot. I wake up every day happy. And I think that that is a lost art. Or I don't even know if that's even the right word, the right terminology to use, a lost art. No, it's just, it's rare. I think a lot of people are struggling and are unhappy, whether it's in relationships, whether it's being mothers, whether it's working very difficult jobs, whether it's trying to make ends meet. And if you're that person, I am praying for you. I am not judging you. I am just putting out there that it's difficult to have a life in general. And where I am currently at, and this is not me bragging, this is me putting out so much gratitude, I live such a beautiful life. I really like where I'm at. I lost a lot of weight this year. I've made good money. I've been pouring into my friendships. I've been pouring into myself. And I've been dating. And although my dating experiences have not been the best always, they've taught me so much about myself. Because what I thought I wanted, I no longer do. And I want what I want in a different way. I want it to come when it's best, not when I want it. And that is me relinquishing control and letting God do what God does. And I am getting so much knowledge from these experiences. I have met so many people who have chosen routes that they thought they should have and ended up not loving them. And I've had many opportunities to settle down with certain people. I don't believe that I haven't been chosen. I just have not said yes to the person that wanted to choose me. And that's okay. I'm learning that I deserve what I want. I deserve who I am. And who I am is a person who is working on themselves, who loves others, who wants a specific life. And you should be with the person who aligns with that. And I think that this is the time, ladies, to start giving yourself the affirmations that you are the prize. I was sitting on my couch last night thinking about how I love fashion. I love makeup. I love being a woman. I take exceptional care of myself. I take exceptional care of my home. I cook like an Italian mother. I am an incredible host. I am intelligent. I am learning. I am a student of life. Who the fuck wouldn't want to be with me? Like, what a beautiful affirmation to give yourself. Like, stop asking, why don't they like me? And be like, ew, you don't like this? Like, have a different perspective when someone is like that with you. And let go of low vibrational, shitty experiences that don't feel in alignment with who your best self is. I no longer am going to question why someone is not giving me what I want, and I rather just cut it and move on to the who will and move on to what will. Let people be weirdos and normalize moving out of their way and being done with them. If somebody can't see your light or chooses to ignore it, so be it. So be it. And if you don't feel like you're the prize, for whatever reasons, it could be insecurity, it could be because you've been falling short, it could be because of conditioned thoughts, it's time to start doing the inner work and healing. I am not perfect. I have had my fair share of moments. I think the worst thing that I can do is question myself. I'm really big on that. And I love that I have a ton of humility, but sometimes it's to my detriment because I will forget who I am sometimes. I will forget what I've built. I will forget how wonderful I am. And these particular episodes and just talking about them reminds me of all I've done and what I am. I am a beautiful person inside and out. And I want to give you that so that you can start saying the same thing about you. Bringing up the guy from earlier, it reminded me of how a lot of the times in life, God will send people in our life to teach us something about ourselves. And something that I've learned this year, and this year alone, because this is new, this is a new thing I've learned, is that I'm actually very good at reading body language. And I'm very good at reading specific nonverbal cues. Where in the past, if somebody would tell me that they liked me, but they didn't show it in body language or in actions, I would believe them. Where at 27 years old, I can see when someone is lying to me about that. I can see when someone is not being truthful about that. And although it could be disappointing because you want them to show you, isn't it a wonderful thing that you have a clearer understanding of what love looks like and what genuine pursuit looks like? I remember now, it all came to me when a man truly was into me and his pursuit of me, and it felt effortless. And anytime it doesn't feel like that, rather than me questioning it and being like, well, maybe this guy's different and maybe he's... No. Babe, genuine pursuit feels like genuine pursuit. And also, just because somebody genuinely pursues you doesn't mean you have to choose them either. Ladies that are single, please keep in mind that you have the entire world in your hands. You have your world in your hands. And who you choose to lay down with, be friends with, what you choose to do for your career, what you eat, how you treat your body, that will determine where your life goes. So be very selective about that. And you know what? I feel really good about the fact that I'm so selective. The truth is, I am a passionate, deep, loving person, and I really need someone who can appreciate that fully and wholeheartedly. And I'm not looking for that person, but when I get met with opportunities to meet people and it's not feeling that way, I have to know what it is. And as long as you know what it is, I can't judge you, ladies. You guys know, I admitted to you that I did entertain this man that I knew that didn't like me for a moment because he was attractive and he was taking me out. But I knew what it was and I knew it would end. I knew it would dissipate. And it's so funny. I see him around all the time and things ended kind of with us. And he was ignoring me for quite some time. And he approached me, I want to say it was like 2 weeks ago, out and was like, I think it's about time that you and I stop ignoring each other. I don't want us to hate each other. And I was like, I don't hate you. I just don't want you. And it felt so good because it made me realize that, like, it was never me. It was never me. And it's never y'all either. It's never you. Okay? If they don't like you, it's usually their own situation. Because why is a man pursuing me if he doesn't like me? Weird. Weird. What goes around comes around. I really got to see through what that situation was, and it taught me to follow my intuition more, to understand what a nonverbal cue is and what it's trying to tell me, and to just have fun while I'm here. Anytime I feel disenchanted, I remind myself, it's okay. You will one day be married, have kids, have the life that is the final situation for you, as some would call it, because a lot of people believe getting married and having kids is like the final situation, when in reality, it's not. Like, there's so much more to do. But as of right now, while I am still just me, I am still just gonna enjoy that. And I'll be doing that from my Range Rover in my house with my dogs and my beautiful life. Why the fuck do I care what a man thinks about me? And y'all shouldn't either. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode served you guys well. Give yourself these affirmations. Start talking to yourself more kindly. Say things like, I am beautiful. I'm a fashion killer. I'm a good communicator. I play my role in people's life well, whether it's being a friend, a daughter, a sister. I am intelligent. I am an important asset. I have the ability to get better with time and age, because I sure as hell have. And the more you say these things, the more you will realize how little you care about what other people think, whether it's a romantic or a platonic situation. You are the prize. I hope this served you well today. Now go on and complete your day in style and with confidence. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.